Now on to the final part of the series we've been featuring all this week here on KCBS. We are following the work of the East Bay nonprofit, the Ahimsa Collective. Their Empathize program brings survivors of crime inside prisons, and one of the ultimate goals is to stop people who committed violent crimes from harming others. Now, warning for you, the story you're about to hear does contain references to sexual assault, and that may be triggering for some listeners. Here is KCBS reporter Kathy Novak.
Good morning. My name is George.
Inside Soledad State Prison, these group sessions start with a check-in.
It's good seeing all of you. It's another month past.
It's a chance for everyone to say hi and share a few words about how they're feeling.
Emotionally, I'm all over the place right now.
It may seem like a small act, but many of the incarcerated men in this group spent lifetimes ignoring or suppressing any emotions, and tapping into them is at the heart of this work, from empathizing with survivors of crime to writing letters to the people they harmed.
I am truly sorry for my callous behavior and disregard for your life.
I pledge to stand with survivors.
Today, they're taking a pledge of nonviolence, first as a group, then adding a personal promise of their own.
I pledge to do no harm to myself nor to others.
All of this is a process that Craig understands well.
How about Craig?
We're not using his real name because of the nature of his crimes.
Yeah, I was a very violent person. I committed a gang-related murder, and I also sexually assaulted women. Something I really feel horrible about all the way around today as I sit here before you.
He was sentenced to 36 years to life when he was about 20 years old. And after serving 36 years, he was found suitable for parole and released just this April. We meet up at Lake Merritt in Oakland.
I know that I will never harm another person again, like intentionally.
He says he knows that because he finally started looking at why he committed the harm in the first place.
What led me to the point where I was able to commit a heinous act of rape, right? You can't leave out the fact for me that I was sexually abused as a six-year-old kid.
The abuse didn't stop then. A different person sexually assaulted him when he was 8 and 9, and he was abused again when he was 12. And he kept it all to himself until he was in his mid-40s.
I didn't tell anybody about that until, like, 2012, when I got to San Quentin State Prison, and I was able to do the work.
And he says he would not have had access to that opportunity if he weren't incarcerated.
It wasn't required for me to do any of those programs. That was something that I wanted to do on my own. However, you have some people in those prisons who just serve their time, and they don't have to go to no group, and they'll be released back out into society, period. Those are the people that I would say that you should be concerned about, because they haven't had an opportunity to work through the shame.
Working through the shame is exactly what the Empathize program is trying to do inside Soledad. Talking about their letters, one man questions whether it's fair to even have the chance to apologize after he caused so much harm.
I want to just, like, put the nails in the coffin for a little bit and go away until my victim feels that I've paid the price.
Craig says that for him, it all had to begin with examining the harm he had experienced.
Once I had an opportunity to address my own sexual trauma, I was able to climb out of that hole and begin to look at what I had done to others. I had to have empathy for myself before I can have empathy for others.
He wrote apology letters to all of the people he harmed.
In doing that, telling you, was the most difficult process for me out of all the work that I've done, because it required me to put myself in the survivor's shoes.
Those survivors aren't registered with the Office of Victim and Survivor Rights and Services. That's the case for the majority of survivors. So Craig doesn't know if they will ever receive those letters or if they will even want to read them if they do.
And it's not about forgiveness. Like, in doing this work that I'm doing, I'm not looking for forgiveness, right? I don't want to impose forgiveness on anyone. That's a decision that the survivor has to make, if that's something that they want to do. For me, ultimately, I would love for it to be about healing.
Kathy Novak, KCBS.